Hey friends, welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison here. It's Wednesday, December 15, 2021. Wow, we're close to Christmas. Holidays are here, and ready or not, the holidays are here, but also ready or not, because the Lord is moving behind the scenes. The key to getting through right now these storms is just stay focused on the Lord. Just trust in the Lord. Don't listen to your feelings. Don't listen to the emotional things. I released a prophetic word for the month of December that you should check out. It's Spirit Connection Podcast, episode 209, the December word. Ability to discern God's voice. There's going to be a new ability to discern God's voice. And I tell you, it's here. The voice of the Lord is going to start getting clearer. And it is for me. And I'm a signs prophet. What happens to me is kind of a sign, you know, it's a sign for what people are going through. So I live out prophetic words. And I tell you, it turned a corner and the voice of the Lord is getting clearer. You know, because of the pandemic, the onslaught of the enemy, there's been an attack against us. But God is taking us to a new level. He's going to release his power. The stuff is not from God. The storms that we're hitting, this is not from God. It's the enemy trying to stop the attack that God wants to bring. And he is, but God's bringing a new level of healing. He's bringing a new level of revival. I'm having a personal revival. Revival starts within yourself. I tell you, we're about to see another great awakening. In fact, I'd call this the greater awakening. We're about to see something big. This is something huge is going to come. But we first have to start with ourselves. And I want to talk a little bit about that right now. We need to pray. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you that you're moving behind the scenes right now. I just ask that you would move through this podcast, move through this message. The internet is so amazing that we can connect with each other even in the midst of the pandemic, no matter what. So, Lord, I pray that you would release your power. In Jesus' name. Well, we need prayer like never before. And, you know, most people know that prayer is a good thing. And, you know, I've been praying all my life, but I haven't been praying effectively. I've had a lot of guilt over prayer before. I felt like I didn't do enough and how to do it. A little awkward, you know. And this is most people maybe don't have enough time, or maybe you probably haven't been trained on how to pray effectively. There is power being released right now to pray. And 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always, Paul says, pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances for God's will in you. Wow, in Christ Jesus. Now listen, pray. That's what I'm doing right now. How I'm getting through the storm. I am rejoicing, no matter what it looks like. I'm praying continually. I'm giving thanks to God in the midst of it. And over the past few months, I've released several prophetic words about the damage the pandemic has taken on us in the area of prayer. I mean, the other things, my goodness, we tried to stop meeting together. We were a lot of people, there was sickness release, and then the financial release, another wave. Then the Lord showed me that, you know what the biggest one was? Is it took out a lot of the people who were covering you in prayer. They were the ones that the elderly, the more mature, that had time, you know. Habakkuk 2:1, they were the watchmen. I will stand at my watch. And I will station myself at my rampart and said, to see what the Lord is going to say. And I'm a prophetic watcher. I'm an intercessor this way. But you don't have to be an intercessor right now. You just need to step up. Trust the Lord. He's going to use some things. This prophetic word will remain in effect for the next few months about this, about the fact that we need to pray. We need to wake up. We just need to wake up and pray. Day and night, by the way. Some people think, you know, this the watchman is at night. Oh, my goodness, no. Didn't even say anything about the night. In fact, I pray in the morning. So you don't have to be a night watcher. If you are, great. If you wake up, we need day. We need evening. We need morning. We need all the time. See, that's what was so cool about the elderly and the more mature. Some of them were retired. They prayed the day. Others were up night because of whatever. Maybe some of them because, you know, they were getting hit with with being old, I don't know. And God wants you to just to pray. Let's do, you know, I'm going to do a crash course right now on how to pray with power and gain authority in your life. So how to gain authority in prayer? First of all, prayer is based in intimacy with the Lord. I love, in fact, it's one of my main verses is Ephesians 1:17, because it ties in wisdom and revelation and intimacy with the Lord. So I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. The spirit of wisdom and revelation, I pray that you would have that. That's what I am. I have wisdom and I have revelation for the purpose of knowing him better. And, you know, when we connect with the Lord in prayer, it's not just wanting to get something in return, which is okay. You bring your list to him. That's fine. But it's also to commune with him. It's to allow the Holy Spirit to speak with you. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, our examples or models. That I've been over the last, I don't know, a few weeks ago, maybe I started talking about prayer and different areas of it and flowing in the Spirit so that you can find something. There's no one way to pray, but you just need to do it. In fact, less is more when you do it with intimacy, if you open your heart up to it. Here's how to gain authority. By gaining authority in prayer involves growing deeper in your relationship with the Lord, as well as overcoming some of the things that might be in your soul. Maybe there's sinful natures, things you might have in common. These are wounds. It could be unhealed things from the past. Maybe it's some wounds that happened recently. You know, you got disappointed. Maybe there's anger, rejection. And then that all starts to fester. We can start to check out. They could turn into addictions and things. You know, I know the real world. I came out of this. I came out of some serious level addictions. And I've overcome the spirit of suicide in my life. And I know that it's not easy. I overcame the spirit of anger and rejection and pride. And I've had to break generational curses. So, you know, when it comes to this, I'm not like I was born with this silver spoon in my mouth in any way, shape, or form. And God is, he's doing things right now. He's moving in this area. And so one thing that we want to do is align ourselves so that we have more in common with the Lord than the ways of the world. Jesus actually said this in John 14:30. Right after he's coming out of his encounter in the wilderness with Satan himself. You know, hey, Satan and Jesus had squared off. And afterwards, he overcame him, but afterwards, Jesus said, the ruler of this world is coming, but he's found nothing in me. See, you come to a place, you're not going to become sinless, but you can actually deal with the main things, so that you can, he won't knock you over, and you'll get up faster. I still get hit, but I get up fast. Sometimes I get hit, and other times I don't get hit because of it. It's not like the warfare goes away, but Jesus was talking about this, that we need to be able to confess our sins, and even if you have things repeatedly, I highly recommend, don't stop taking it to the Lord. Someone told me once that I was struggling with all kinds of addictions, and someone told me because it was habitual sin, the Lord eventually will stop forgiving. I don't know what the heck that was, but it really knocked me down for a while. That's a lie. Don't get disconnected from the vine. You want to stay connected with the vine, no matter how hard it is right now. I just want to say, some people tell me that my Spirit Connection podcast is like a vine to them. It's a connection to the encouragement, to stay encouraged each week. Well, you don't want to give the devil a foothold. The Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 4:26, he said, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. And do not give the devil a foothold. Notice he? Wow. And, wow, there's something powerful in that. Notice the devil foothold is in the area of anger where they were talking about this. So we got to be careful with that. Also, there's areas in your life that you can have in common You know, but you could actually flip those around. In common with darkness, you know, like with some of the things, pride and greed and, you know, revenge is a big one today. But the goal is not to become sinless. The goal is to grow spiritually, deal with things, these things, and stay connected with God. Confess your sins to Him. Confess your sins to others. Stay encouraged. See, this is all prayer. Why am I talking about this in prayer? If you confess your sins to the Lord, He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. The Lord is about to turn things around. Who's ready? I tell you, who is ready for a sudden good break? Who's ready for a turnaround? I know I am. And so, here's how to transform your life right now. Write this down. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed in the renewal of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good and perfect pleasing will. This is a powerful verse. My goodness. It talks about how to get God's will. Don't conform to the pattern of this world. Be transformed in your thinking. And so it doesn't come overnight. Sometimes you turn a rudder of a big ship, it takes time for it to turn around. So don't be discouraged. So what's the pattern of the world right now? Stress, anger, revenge, to name a few. Discouragement, suicide is a big pattern right now. Depression, big pattern. But I want to encourage you that you can turn these things around in your life. And again, it might take some time, but get this process started now. Write down Romans 12:2. Start to pray over that. Start to take communion every day. Start to commune, you know, if you can. It helps. I do it every day. Pray with other people. Pray with the Lord. Just be honest with the Lord. Lay it out there. And you've already been doing this, then great. Praise God. Thank you. I'm so glad. But here's how to test. Here's a little acid test, I call it, to see where you are right now. Is how do you act behind the wheel of your car? Because Jesus says, bless those who curse you in Luke 6:28. And so I tell you, I had to get over this. My wife said, hey, you know what? I think you have some form of road rage. You know, it wasn't road rage. I was angry. I was road anger. I had road anger. Sounds like a road rash. It was. I had road anger. And this is a while ago, several years ago, my wife said that to me. Thank you for the spirit of truth in my wife. And then I had to turn that around and begin to bless those instead of cursing. Or maybe how you treat your kids, you know, and people around you really matters. Here's a step. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but here's how to turn this around. Learn to bless more than you complain. This will shift the mental. I tell you right there, that's the biggest key to turn it. Learn to bless more than you complain. This will shift the spiritual atmosphere off of anger and hatred and revenge, and it will release the opposite blessing of love. I still complain. If I file a complaint, you know, it's still okay. But don't, I tell you, do not get, you know, when you're on the phone with someone, you're upset, do not unleash anger on them. My goodness, it's not their fault. Even if it, you know, you can still do it, but don't do it with rage. Don't do it with anger. Do not do this. I used to do it. I had to stop doing it. And instead, like I still complain, but if I do, I try to file a couple of compliments instead. You know, out on the internet, or, you know, you go out and leave a compliment instead of just complaining. Out on TripAdvisor, YouTube, and all the different, there's a couple of different ones that you can use that, you know, God can help you right now get you through this. So the number one thing is to know who God really is. Jesus says, which of your fathers, if your son asked for a fish, would give him a snake instead? Or if he asked for an egg, would give him a scorpion? If you, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give you good gifts? See, Jesus was here. He came. He knew the Father. He came and said, hey, this is not this anger stuff. This is not the Lord. And God is not the angry voice in your head. He's not the negative drill sergeant. He's not the one who's upset with you. He has love for you. That's the enemy masquerading as the angel of light. And the best thing for you to do to hear his voice is to ask for him to speak right now just to speak to you. Ask for the Lord to speak to you. Ask the Lord to speak to you. So, Lord, we ask that right now. We ask that you would come and speak to each of us. We pray, Lord, that we would hear your voice. We get a new authority. Grant us authority. And we're none of us are perfect. So, Lord, we don't want to fall into condemnation for those who are struggling with addictions, those who are struggling with anger. We just bring it to the Lord. But do not, I tell you, don't disconnect from the vine. Jesus said to Peter, he said, how many times should I forgive my brother? Seven times? Because there was a law at that time, I think, something. He says, no, seven times 70 or seven times seven, you know, a bunch. He said, don't stop it. Don't disconnect from the Lord. If you're struggling, ask forgiveness every day and stay connected with the Lord. Oh, you're going to see something happen. I'm so excited. Lord, we pray that you would grant us greater favor. We pray that you would grant us greater authority in this area of prayer. We pray for the shot of hope that people need. We pray for the holidays right now that you would visit us in the holidays in any way. Visit us with encouragement. Visit us with blessing. Visit us with dreams and visions in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm excited about what's happening. Right now, I'm going to be doing a training this week, Praying with Power, Bringing Heaven to Earth, Saturday, December 18th, 10 p.m. 10 a.m., I keep saying 10 p.m. because it's Pacific time. But go to DougAddison.com/praying. Consider giving to us as well. What we do, you know, I don't do a big thing on offerings, but we still value. We value if you give, you receive. Go to DougAddison.com/give. Think about us this year as we're if I've touched your life in any way, please consider donating or becoming a partner, and you can become part of our team, our partner. It's almost like we have an online church, basically, with our partners and anyone who donates on a regular basis, you know, and you become a partner. We have a meeting each month on Zoom. We have a private Facebook group and a partner coach. Some call them pastors. We call them a coach. We've got a partner coach who's amazing, can get your prayers. If you need a community, I'm telling you, if you need a community online, we're one of the underrated, unknown communities is the partners of DougAddison.com. So, you'd like connection. Anyway, getting ready for Christmas. I hope everything's going well with you. See you next week.